Northwest London Blues. Last time I was in Willesden Green, I took my daughter to visit my mother. The sun was out. We wandered down Bronsbury Park toward the high road. The French market was on, which is a slightly improbable market of French things sold in the concrete space between the pretty turreted remnants of Willesden Library, 1894, and the brutal red brick beached cruise ship known as Willesden Green Library Centre, 1989. A substantial local landmark that racks up nearly 500,000 visits a year. We walked in the sun down the urban street to the concrete space, to market. This wasn't like walking a shady country lane in a quaint market town ending up in a perfectly preserved 18th century square. It was not even like going to one of these farmers' markets that have sprung up all over London at the crossroads where personal wealth meets a strong interest in artisanal cheeses. But it was still very nice. Willesden French Market sells cheap bags. It sells CDs of old-time jazz and rock and roll. It sells umbrellas and artificial flowers. It sells ornaments and knick-knacks and doodahs, which are not always obviously French in theme or nature. It sells water pistols. It sells French breads and pastries, for not much more than you'd pay for the baked goods in Greggs down Kilburn High Road. It sells cheese, but of the decently priced and easily recognisable kind. Brie, goats, blue. As if the market has travelled unchanged across the channel from some run-down urban suburb of Paris. Which it may have done for all I know. The key thing about Willesden's French market is that it accentuates and celebrates this concrete space in front of Willesden Green Library Centre, which is at all times a meeting place. Though never quite so much as it is on market day. Everybody's just standing around, talking, buying or not buying cheese, as the mood takes them. It's really pleasant. You could almost forget Willesden High Road was 10 yards away. This matters. When you're standing in the market, you're not going to work, you're not going to school, you're not waiting for a bus. You're not heading for the tube or shopping for necessities. You're not on the high road where all these activities take place. You're just a little bit off it, hanging out, in an open-air urban area, which is what these urban high streets have specifically evolved to stop people from doing. Everybody knows that if people hang around for any length of time in an urban area without purpose, they are likely to become antisocial. And indeed, there were 4 homeless drunks sitting on one of the library's strange architectural protrusions, drinking special brew. Perhaps in a village they would be sitting under a tree or have already been driven from the area by a farmer with a pitchfork. I do not claim to know what happens in villages, but here in Willesden they were sitting on their ledge and the rest of us were congregating for no useful purpose in the unlovely concrete space. Simply standing around in the sunshine like some kind of community. From this vantage point, we could look ahead to the turrets, or left to the Victorian Police Station, 1865, or right to the half-ghostly facade of the Spotted Dog, 1893. We could have a minimal sense of continuity with what came before, not so much as the people of Hampstead must have, to be sure. Or the folk who live in pretty market towns all over the country, but here and there in Willesden, the past lingers on. We're glad that it does. Which is not to say that we are overly nostalgic about architecture, look at the library, but we find it pleasant to remember that we have as much right to a local history as anyone, even if many of us arrived here only recently and from every corner of the globe. On market day, we permit ourselves the feeling that our neighbourhood, for all its Catholic mix of people and architecture, remains a place of some beauty that deserves minimal preservation and care. It's a nice day out, is my point. Still, there's only so long a toddler will stand around watching her grandmother greet all the many people in Willesden her grandmother knows. My daughter and I took a turn. You can't really take a turn in the high road, so we went backwards into the library centre. Necessarily backwards in time, though I couldn't bore my daughter with my memories. She is still young and below nostalgia's reach. Instead, I will bore you. Studied in there, at that desk, met a boy over there, where the phone boxes used to be, went with school friends in there to see The Piano and Schindler's List, cinema now defunct, and afterward we went in there for coffee, cafe now defunct, and had an actual argument about art, an early inkling that there might be a difference between a film with good intentions and a good film.